American Tributes, Ron Johnson, Americans Seek to Help Others Obtain What We Have. By Jasmine Jordan on July 8, 2026. As part of Breitbart's America 250 coverage, we proudly present American Tributes. This special section showcases original videos sent to us from members of Congress, the Cabinet, and the administration. All thematically connected by one simple premise, love of country. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., reflected on America's rise as a global superpower after World War II and said freedom, free market principles, and the people who defend them are central to what makes the nation great. Johnson began by saying that America is a great country because Americans, by and large, are good people. He described America's rise after World War II, saying the conflict thrust America into the position of being the world superpower. He added that, from the standpoint of global peace and security, that was a very fortunate outcome. The senator said America's role on the world stage has not been driven by conquest, noting that America has never sent our sons and daughters to conquer land. Instead, Johnson said, the country has sought to help others obtain what we have. If you doubt that, look no further than the two nations defeated during that world war, Johnson said, pointing to Japan and Germany after World War II. With America's help, Japan and Germany quickly became two of the most prosperous nations on Earth. Johnson said that outcome was no accident, attributing it to the values and principles America helped foster after the war. He said those nations embraced America's enduring values and principles, including economic policy based on free market competition. The senator also emphasized what he described as America's foundational belief in our God-given, inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Johnson summarized that idea in a single word, saying it was freedom. Throughout our history, freedom has been the one essential ingredient, Johnson said, arguing that freedom has enabled Americans to dream, aspire, build, and create this marvel. Johnson called the United States this marvel that we call America, concluding that his love for the country is rooted in that freedom and in the people who protect it. I love America because of that freedom and the good people who jealously guard and defend it for us all, he said.